There is certainly opportunities, and I'll discuss a bit more about this in a second, to learn about the technology choices that people make as consumers. As we build our enterprise business, one of the great opportunities we have is we have the world's largest lab out there of people interacting with technology. We get to see how people use email. We get to see how people interact with the search engine, what sort of mistakes they make, how many different ways you can misspell Britney Spears. There's an incredible broad amount of data that's coming in that we get to learn about people and how people interact with technology. And there's a huge opportunity to learn from that as you build products for the enterprise. It's also a lot about innovation. We have a lot of focus inside Google about how do we unlock the potential of all these employees. We hire a certain type of person, and we like to try to put tools in their hands that allows them to really explore and innovate and be we do have, of course, business processes like everybody else, but a lot of the things that really make Google special are not in the processes. They're outside what you would think of as the defined processes. And putting tools in your employees' hands to allow them to innovate, to make a big difference inside your company, in my view, is one of the primary functions of the CIO. Innovation should not be at the expense of simplicity. This is, again, a hard thing to pull off, but here you are at Google in 1997 and Google today. We've slimmed down the letters a little bit. We got rid of the exclamation point. We decided people can decide for themselves whether they're excited about Google. But it's basically the same few dozen words and the same simple, plain white interface. A lot of what we did on Google, we actually believe there's a lot of room for it in the enterprise. We launched last week some functionality. We have, I won't go into our enterprise products too much, but the short version is that we have what we call search appliances. They're essentially Google technology packaged onto a hardware server that we ship out to companies, and they run in their own data centers, and they provide your own personal Google inside your company that just search across all your information. And yes, they deal with security is a fundamentally important part, as every document, every web page, every piece of information in the system either may be available only to a small subset of the employees or may be available to everybody. The search engine needs to obey the security system that's in place. It's not going to create a separate security system, but it needs to understand who in the organization has access to what content. So those products have been out there for a few years. We are continuing to upgrade and improve them, supporting more types of security systems, more types of content. Last week, we introduced a new version with a feature we call OneBox. OneBox is a term that's been around Google for several years internally. We sometimes have used it externally. It refers to special queries that can tap into information that you wouldn't normally think of. So when you look up a movie time or you type in weather Las Vegas before you come here to find out how hot it's going to be, and you get a four-day weather forecast at the top. That's what Google refers to as a one box, which is, if we can, we want to deliver the information you want as quickly as possible and in a consumable fashion. So search isn't all about links off to other places. Search is about how fast can you get somebody to the information they need. OneBox has grown over the years. There's more than 50 of them behind Google. You don't have to know that they're there. Some people have different one boxes that they tend to use. You can just sort of stumble across them, by the way. If you typed in the Grateful Dead, you would see one and you wouldn't have to know it's there. So the complexity is hidden, but the utility of Google grows over time and people discover them, they share with others, hey, have you tried this? And in that way, I think we've been able to innovate without adding complexity to the system. Well, OneBox for Enterprise does the same thing, and it says, why can't you tap into virtually all that information inside your company through a simple search box? At Juniper, there's a montage of 35 applications. That's, of course, very typical of most larger companies. Most would have a lot more than that. Most of that information is siloed away and available to a very small subset of employees, those who work most of their day in those applications. but there's an incredible amount of wealth and of knowledge in that information or in those applications that should be accessible to others. So one box is really a way of saying, look, if I can look up movie times, why can't I look up the status of a purchase order? Why can't I look up inventory levels for a particular product? Why can't I look at a sales opportunity? And why can't I do it all from the simplicity of a search box? So you see here, for example, someone typed in East Coast sales, and it triggered a lookup into a Cognos system, and it pulled out a chart that actually gave some East Coast sales trends right there. And if that's not what you're looking for, if you really want to dive into Cognos, sure, you can click through and go as far as you want. But all of a sudden, it's made that business intelligence information available to a whole new set of users that never would have thought about logging into Cognos. And that's really the power of it. Another example that's even simpler is just a lookup in a directory. So I could type in an employee's name and simply get their contact information and get their schedule availability. Maybe I could find out when both of us are next available. Obviously, that's not rocket science, but having it all available in one simple place is a very powerful idea. See how I'm doing on time. A bit more about OneBox for Enterprise. We basically took this idea that has become outrageously popular on Google, and we took that design metaphor and we brought it in its entirety into the enterprise. We added a security model because it's obviously clear everybody doesn't have access to all the information in Cognos or Oracle Financials or Salesforce.com, et cetera. And we worked on this model with several large vendors that I'll show you in a few minutes. But really, the idea being we want to replicate that experience. We want to make that information quickly accessible. We want to break down these silos that are inside the organization. And we want to make that information as easily accessible as anything is on Google.com. So the user design experience has been proven over the years. We're not placing bets on that. It really, in our view, has the opportunity to take that search box that might be in the corner of your page or a couple layers deep in your intranet somewhere and really make it a focal point in your company, a place where you can access all the information to move it to the center of the page, so to speak. We also used a REST-based API. So we really looked at the uptake of technology, in particular our Maps API, which has had enormous uptake in the developer community. People are just doing amazing things with Google Maps and our API there. And we really took a page out of that book and said, we're going to have a simple API that's based on HTTP and accessing information via XML and publish it all. So it's all out there. It's completely published. It's an open spec. We also realized that this was not all going to be about Google and Cognos and vendors like that, because every particular department in every particular company has very specific information needs. Think of the drug research organization inside a pharmaceutical company, or think of a genome database or something entirely esoteric. You know, Google has UPC codes in there. Probably a pretty small fraction of the world knows you can look up UPC codes in Google, but you can. And our view is that in any particular company, the information needs are very specific, and they go down to the department, even down to the individual. And this has really been designed in such a way that each department, each company can have their own version of Google that has exactly the information needed by their folks, but no training required. It's very simple, very intuitive. And having a developer community around this really is fundamental to having that sort of uptake. These are some of the partners that we started with, some of them being installed software, Oracle, Cognos, SAS, also some software as a service guys. And it's pretty interesting that it actually doesn't really matter to us. I think software as a service is a powerful thing. It's kind of how we do everything in our consumer world, almost everything. And there's a huge opportunity there. From the point of view of information access and the experience the end user has, it really doesn't matter to us. We want to make the information available. This is just a snapshot of our developer community. This is where we actually took a page from our desktop search product, where essentially there is a gallery of plugins for any sort of esoteric thing you might want to search on your desktop if you use Google Desktop to search your PC or laptop, et cetera. And it's also had enormous uptake. There are many, many dozens of plugins you can use to search all sorts of esoteric things on your desktop that don't that aren't built in the core product. And this developer community is very similar. You can download these for free. You can submit them. And this is really, in our view, the way for the information silos inside of companies to begin to break down. Companies have spent a lot of money on the systems that run their business, their financial systems, their inventory management and supply chain systems, their CRM systems. OneBox is really an idea that you can have much, much broader access to that information with a very simplified interface on top of it that appeals to a much wider set of employees. This is just a couple of quotes from Jim Murphy at AMR Research. He actually saw a lot of this that we, even more in this than we saw, I have to admit. I mean, we're very search-centric, and we kind of say, let's make search more useful, right? If search is more useful, it tends to add value, people like it. And that's what we're all about, finding ways to, you know, add value and make life easier for end users. And he really saw it as a potential entirely new interface into enterprise technology. And it's a powerful idea. It's not, you know, here today yet. But if you think about it, if you could take a consumer-driven innovation that's really proven and actually layer in the sensibilities and the security and the things you need to operate in an enterprise environment and all of a sudden unlock the vast amount of information inside your company through an Uber command line interface, you know, what sort of impact would that have on most businesses? It really would have a fairly dramatic impact on the access to information at work. The last thing I want to say is that when we are very focused, as I said continually, on the end user. And from the end user's perspective, the information that they access as part of your company, that they have access to because they are part of your company, is really only one part of what they need to be productive and successful. And so in our view, to do this right, you actually can't just think about the corporate information. You have to think about every bit of information that the employee needs. And that starts with personal information, some of which may be corporate information, some of which may be truly personal information. For example, if I'm planning something for work, I actually need to know my personal calendar, right? Because I need to know whether I can go to Las Vegas at this time and be at this conference. So it turns out a personal calendar is pretty darn important to me, being able to plan things at work. Personal information, my stuff, is probably the most fundamental critical thing. A lot of our desktop efforts are around making that information more easily accessible. The corporate network, this is mostly what I've been talking about today. Information that you, as part of a team, as part of a company, have some access to. And really the idea being you need to take all the strength and the knowledge and the wisdom that's throughout your company and make it available to people. And then, of course, the world's information. These are the things you mostly hear about Google. We're scanning books. We have video. We're doing all sorts of things to bring the world's information and make it all accessible through that single white search box. And if you can really do this all in a unified experience, so all this information is brought together, and it may sound like this, what the technology market would think of as this really horrendous federation problem. In our view, really, it's a user design problem. How do you bring it all together in a way that makes intuitive sense to the end users? That's all I have for today, so I want to say thank you all for inviting me today, and I will be around a bit afterwards, so thank you.